Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 10, The Pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, and text number 4. So try to pay attention because we're expecting you to memorize this verse. Good luck. Yeah, just the translation. To keep the promise of his father intact, Lord Ramachandra immediately gave up the position of king, and accompanied by his wife, Mother Sita, wandered from one forest to another on his lotus feet, which was so delicate that they were unable to bear even the touch of Sita's palms. The Lord was also accompanied by Hanuman, king of the monkeys, or by another monkey, Sugriva, and by his own younger brother, Lord Lakshmana, both of whom gave him relief from the fatigue of wandering in the forest. Having cut off the nose and ears of Surpanaka, thus disfiguring her, the Lord was separated from Mother Sita. He therefore became angry, moving his eyebrows and thus frightening the ocean, who then allowed the Lord to construct a bridge across the ocean. Subsequently, the Lord entered the kingdom of Ravana to kill him like a fire devouring a forest. May that Supreme Lord Ram Chandra give us all protection. That's a pretty good summary of a 3,000-page book. Next text. In the arena of the sacrifice performed by Vishwamrita, Lord Ramachandra, the king of Ayodhya, killed many demons, rakshasas, and uncivilized men who wandered at night in the mode of darkness. May Lord Ramachandra, who killed these demons in the presence of Lakshmana, be kind enough to give us protection. Next translation, 6-7. O king, the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra are wonderful, like those of a baby elephant. Did anyone know that the pastimes of a baby elephant were wonderful? We learned something new. I wonder what the pastimes of a baby elephant are. Anyone know? Okay. Something to research. In the assembly where Mother Sita was to choose her husband, in the midst of the heroes of this world, he took a bow belonging to Lord Shiva. The bow was so heavy that it was carried by 300 men. But Lord Ramachandra bent and strung it and broke it in the middle, just as a baby elephant breaks a stick of sugar cane. Thus the Lord achieved the hand of Mother Sita, who was equally as endowed with transcendental qualities of form, beauty, behavior, age, and nature. Indeed, she was the goddess of fortune, constantly rests on the chest of the Lord. While returning from Sita's home, after gaining her at the assembly of competitors, Lord Ramachandra and Parasaram, although Parasaram was very proud, having rid the earth of the royal order 21 times, he was defeated by the Lord, who appeared to be a kshatriya of the royal order. So does anyone else know when Krishna broke a bow, just like Lord Ramachandra broke a bow? Our Srimad Bhagavatam scholars here. Yeah, Krishna, when he entered into Mathura, first of all, not the first person he necessarily met, but he met a washerman who was carrying clothes for Kamsa, and he asked for the clothes for him and his cowherd boyfriends. And the washerman, what's happening? The washerman, he refused to give Krishna and the cowherd boys any clothes, so Krishna took his hand and cut off his head with it. It's called kung fu. That's real kung fu. And then when he came into this further in, then he came upon a bow where Lord Shiva's bow, where there was a worshipping Lord Shiva's bow. So I guess after Lord Ramachandra broke the bow, Shiva got another bow. And this bow was very big and heavy also. And Krishna, he went to pick up the bow, and the caretakers forbid him to do it, and Krishna has usually killed all the caretakers. And then Kamsa sent a group of soldiers, and Krishna killed them all too. And then Krishna picked up the bow and broke it in half, as Krishna usually does with bows. And the sound reached Kamsa, and he became a little nervous, thinking that this boy was not just an ordinary cowherd boy. Anyone could pick up that bow was quite extraordinary. So Krishna seems to have pastimes with bows. Now, even when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with Lord Nityananda, they used to play with bows and arrows, imitating Lord Ramachandra. So Krishna really likes bows and arrows. Text number Yaksatya Pasha Pavirita Puturani Desham.
Yaksatya Pasha Pavirita Puturani Desham.
Strainasya Chapi Shirasa Jagrihe Sadarbhya.
Strainasya Chapi Shirasa Jagrihe Sadarbhya.
Rajam Sriyam Pranayina Surido Nivesham.
Rajam Sriyam Pranayina
Surido Nivesham. Tyaktva Yayo Varam Asun Iva Mukta Sangaha.
Tyaktva Yayo Varam Asun Iva Mukta Sangaha.
I'm not going to read it word for word because we're going to go up to a purport, another verse with a long purport, unlike the rest of the chapter. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Carrying out the orders of his father, who was bound by promise to his wife, Lord Ramachandra left behind his kingdom, opulence, friends and well-wishers, residence and everything else, just as a liberated soul gives up his life and went to the forest with Sita. Purport. Maharaj Dasarath had three wives. One of them, Kaikeyi, served him very pleasingly, and he therefore wanted to give her a benediction. Kaikeyi, however, said that she would ask for the benediction when it was necessary. At the time of the coronation of Prince Ramachandra, Kaikeyi requested her husband to enthrone her son Bharata and send Ramachandra to the forest. Maharaj Dasarath, being bound by his promise, ordered Ramachandra to go to the forest, according to the dictation of his beloved. And the Lord, as an obedient son, accepted the order immediately. He left everything without hesitation, just as a liberated soul or a great yogi gives up his life without material attraction. So this is an example that Krishna is showing. Because Lord Ramachandra knew what was why he came. He came to kill Ravana. But in the meantime, he showed many examples for our benefit, for our education. That when Maharaj Dasarath asked Lord Ramachandra to go to the forest, Lord Ramachandra didn't say, "Give me a day or two to think about it." No, he immediately left. So that's an example. When we receive an instruction from a superior, we don't think, why is he trying to control me? Why is he trying to lord it over me? Maybe he's not so Krishna conscious, or she's not so Krishna conscious because they're trying to take Krishna's position. So why should I listen to them? They're probably in Maya. So to help them, I won't follow their instruction so they can become humble. Now, Lord Ramachandra shows us, as an example, when a superior gives an order, we don't question them and challenge them, we simply carry it out. And then one can get the full mercy of Krishna, as Prabhupada explains in Bhagavad Gita. At the end, when one agrees to act without hesitation, actually that's Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, interesting verse, text number 30. Ayisaravani karmani maya sanyasya matparha. Pudiyogama pashitya machita ksaratam bhava. And all, therefore, Arjuna, surrendering all your works unto me, with full knowledge of me, without desire for profit, no claims of proprietorship, free from lethargy. Right. In Prabhupada's purport, this verse clearly indicates the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord instructs that one has become fully Krishna conscious to discharge duties as if in military discipline. Such an injunction make things a little difficult, but nonetheless, the duties must be carried out with dependence on Krishna, because that is the constitutional position of the living entity. The living entity cannot be happy independent of the cooperation of the Supreme Lord, because the eternal constitutional position of the living entity is to become subordinate. It's a little too fast for you, I'm sure. We have a translation going on? It's not working? Ananda? It's not working?
Can you speak a little slow? Slower?
Yes. This verse. Are you ready?
Yes.
Why don't you get a bug? Do you have a Bhagavad Gita in Slovene?
No. Which
it's chapter 3, text 30. This verse clearly indicates the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord instructs that one has to become fully Krishna conscious to discharge duties as if in a military discipline. Such an injunction may make things a little difficult. Nonetheless, duties must be carried out with dependence on Krishna, because that is the constitutional position of the living entity. The living entity cannot be happy independent of the cooperation of the Supreme Lord, because the eternal constitutional position of the living entity is to become subordinate to the desires of the Lord. Arjuna was therefore ordered by Sri Krishna to fight as if the Lord were his military commander. Anyone want a military commander? Anyone looking for a military commander? One has to sacrifice everything for the goodwill of the Supreme Lord. At the same time, discharge prescribed duties without claiming proprietorship. Arjuna did not have to consider the order of the Lord. He only had to execute his order. How's that for instruction from Prabhupada? He didn't have to consider the order of the Lord. He only had to execute it. Kind of like a robot, right? We're like a slave. Someone says jump, and our only question is how high? How many devotees like that idea? Well, that's why we're in the material world, because we don't like that idea. Krishna said jump and said, you jump. I'm tired of jumping. The Supreme Lord is the soul of all souls, therefore, one who depends solely and wholly on the Supreme Soul, without personal consideration, or in other words, one who is fully Krishna conscious, is called Adhyatma Chetasa. So one has to actually, to come to that platform steadily, one has to realize Krishna, have 100% absolute faith in Krishna, for whatever he says is absolutely good. And therefore, there's no need to hesitate when Krishna asks us to do something. Like Maharaj Yudhisthira, when he hesitated, when Krishna told him to say, Ashwatthama, the elephant, Ashwatthama is dead, Yudhisthira Maharaj hesitated, and therefore he got into difficulty. Nirashi means that one has to act on the order of the master, but should not expect fruitive results. The cashier may count millions of dollars for his employer, but he does not claim a cent for himself. Similarly, one has to realize that nothing in the world belongs to any individual person, but that everything belongs to the Supreme Lord. That is the real purport of Mayi or unto me. When one acts in such Krishna consciousness, certainly he does not claim proprietorship over anything. This consciousness is called Nirmama, where nothing is mine. And if there is any reluctance to execute such a stern order, which is without consideration of so-called kinsmen in the bodily relationship, that reluctance should be thrown off. In this way, one may become vigata-dwara without feverish mentality or lethargy. Everyone, according to his quality and position, has a particular type of work to discharge, and all such duties may be discharged in Krishna consciousness as described above. That will lead one to the path of liberation. In other words, it's very important that we learn how to discharge our services without passion, anxious for the result, and lethargy. Lethargy means that we don't care about the result because we don't want to do anything. Please wash the dishes. No, I'm not doing it. I'm going to sleep. That's my constitutional position. In other words, unless we come to the platform of actually becoming Krishna conscious and understanding that Krishna's directions are mercy and they're absolutely the best thing we can do, and anything else that we do is not as good as what Krishna asks us to do. And then, of course, that order of Krishna comes down through the bona fide spiritual master. And if one gets a bona fide spiritual master in disciple succession, and if one gets a bona fide spiritual master and acts according to his instruction, then one's success in life in Krishna consciousness is guaranteed. Of course, there has to be some caveat. Caveat means there has to be some also explanation that if one is actually in disciple succession, then one will actually give instructions coming into disciple succession. It's not that the representatives of Krishna can give some other instruction which goes far afield from what Krishna wants. Like the spiritual master, either Shiksha or Diksha, will not tell the disciple under normal circumstances to open up a chain of McDonald's in Slovenia. One may question that, and therefore Prabhupada did not leave it up to the individual initiating gurus to be the final say in what the order, what the disciples should do. Prabhupada formed the GPC, and there should be some kind of cooperation so that the spiritual masters don't go so far afield. There's some, at least some kind of oversight trying to help them stay on track. There's a tendency in the material world, is maya, yoga, chalati, manasa, is to encourage people to go off the track, if you've never noticed that. Maya is usually not encouraging us to become a pure devotee. As soon as we see the chocolate prasadam, Maya says, no, no, don't take that. Don't take that. It's against the rules. You got to follow the rules. Now Maya says, you rascal, why are you hesitating? Who do you think you are anyhow? So puffed up, you don't want to serve your senses anymore. Now Maya will trick us in every opportunity, and we're very susceptible to being tricked, and therefore everyone requires some kind of protection. If it's just ourselves and our mind, good luck. Just like we have 16 rounds we're supposed to do with the holy name. So in the first round we go out, usually round one in the morning, and immediately Maya hits us, whack, we go knocked out in the first round. So we're generally not very good fighters against Maya, and therefore we need some shelter with the devotees so that we can have a better chance of combating our minds, which are our worst enemies. So Lord Ramachandra, he showed the example of when he heard the order of his father, how unique in this age, how many devotees, if they heard the order of their father, would take it even seriously. Even in India, where there's little culture left. Is that right? Did you say? What's that? Whatever he tells you, immediately carry out without hesitation. So there's a little culture left in India. Great. What about Rajasundari? Do you always listen to your father?
Most of the time. He says, do what you want.
He takes his seat to Taguru. He's quotes from Bhagavad Gita. Now I've explained to you what I thought, now do whatever you want. Perfect father. Perfect father. Quotes from Bhagavad Gita. But generally speaking, in this age, if someone says, if the parents say one thing, the children do the exact opposite. Just to show who's the boss. But that's not a very good man. Of course, if the parents are Krishna conscious, that's not very, you know, then it's good to follow their instructions. And if they're not Krishna conscious, then it's not good to follow their instructions, but one should follow instructions which are Krishna conscious. Not that the parents aren't Krishna conscious and the parents tell the child, don't go out with your friends, they're drug addicts. And the child says, you're on Maya, I'm going out with my friends. We're going to take drugs. No, we should find some Krishna conscious association and follow those instructions. And the more one is advanced, then the more one connects those instructions with Krishna. Just like we were told, according to the Lilamrita, that Prabhupada, he was distributing back to Godheads for a long time. And then one colonel in the army suggested that he, instead of having back to Godheads, he have hardbound books. And then Prabhupada took that advice and he went and printed the first volumes of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now this colonel wasn't a pure devotee, but Prabhupada thought it was coming from Krishna. Because Krishna is in everyone's heart, and he can also give others instructions to tell us which are valid. Just like one time Prabhupada was installing Lord Jagannath. And in Amsterdam, and the cameras, they had national television there. And Prabhupada sat down for the fire sacrifice. And there was no wood. There was no ghee. So Prabhupada said, where is the ghee? That was only the beginning of the problems. After some time, Prabhupada began to get a little disturbed, apparently, externally, and he started to yell on television. So one hippie who was there came over and said, peace, peace. Shanti, well, he didn't know the word shanti, he just said peace. And so Prabhupada sat down, sat back and started to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He stopped yelling and sat back and started to chant on his beads, peacefully. So it's not that his authority had now become this hippie. Peace, peace. But Prabhupada understood that this was Krishna telling him, his audience was, it would be better if he just quietly chanted Hare Krishna, because it was useless yelling at his disciples, because they didn't listen anyhow. Therefore, we should be receptive to Krishna's message. And when we hear Krishna's message, we should follow it for our own benefit and also for the benefit of others. often we become proud, we think we know so much, we have so much experience, and every time anyone tells us anything, we analyze it 100 times. And by the time we should be doing the activity, we're still thinking about it. So that's not a very good way of performing devotional service. Some thought, some deliberation should be there, and then we should carry it out with conviction and with determination, and then we can receive Krishna's mercy. So thank you, I'll stop there. Any questions? Yes, we have a microphone. It's amazing, after years, we're always surprised that someone might ask a question.
You spoke about listening to the spiritual authority. And I wanted to ask what happens, what if we happen upon an authority in ISKCON whose instructions are questionable, let's put it that way. I know that Prabhupada said that we should not follow blindly.
Right.
And here also is given that example that if we have a perfect spiritual authority, then we should follow because we already assessed. But how should we proceed when such an authority in ISKCON is giving questionable orders or instructions?
Well, we should know Shastra. We should have some basis of why we're doubting. To doubt is not wrong, but it should be based on Shastra. And if we don't know what the conclusion of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra should be, then we have to humbly investigate in some way and qualify ourselves, perhaps, to receive the answer from Krishna, because the final authority is in our heart, the Supreme Lord, who has to clarify to us exactly what He wants us to do. And if we humbly investigate in the proper way, and Krishna enlightens us, then we can execute that service to Krishna properly.
Now, I meant when we know that the order is not right, how should we proceed?
Well, hopefully we go to a higher authority and consult with them.
And meanwhile?
What's that?
Meanwhile, what do we do?
Well, if they tell you jump off a bridge and you're doubtful, then it's good to wait a little while before you do it. Now it's whether you should wash a dish or not.
No, a questionable order. Let's not say a wrong. I don't want to use necessarily that wrong. Like a wrong order that we know is wrong.
If someone says you should get married, for instance, and you're questioning it, since you may have a long life left, maybe an important decision, then you might have to, question it. Even the four Kumaras, when they were told by Lord Brahma to get married and propagate, they hesitated, because they wanted to remain brahmacharis for self-realization. Lord Brahma got angry, and he's the original spiritual master. He's their spirit. But anyhow, eventually Brahma got tolerated. He realized that he made a mistake, not the four Kumaras. Anything else? Well, nice being here. Tomorrow I leave for Bulgaria. And we won't see Nitya Seva, because she's leaving for Italy. Back to the land of pizza and pasta. So we look forward to see, and then I guess by the time we come back, then our Deva and Braja Sundari will also go to the land of Romania. No? Where are you going? Oh, okay, we'll see you there. Yeah, so we'll see. All right, so we look forward to see you again. Happy chanting. Radharajam, and also even Ananta, very unusually, is also leaving. He's also going to Italy, following Nitya Seva Devi Das. What's that?
Pizza is too strong.
We look forward to seeing you again soon. Grantaraya Srimad Bhagavatam Kidash.